not on 53. Wilbur Millhouse, not on 53. Okay.
Colonel Stewart.
Thank you. Oh, Stewart, I'm sorry. I couldn't read the writing. Rashad Johnson, not on 53?
Not on 53.
Okay. Ike McGallis is on 53?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be after this. Jorge Moreno, not on 53?
Not on 53.
Okay, thank you. Beth Doria, not on 53? Dick Welton, I couldn't tell. Is this 53?
53.
On 53, okay, then you will be one of the next three. And Robert Depke?
53.
Okay, great. So that's the next three. Thank you. I'm sorry to take people's time.
Mayor Rhett Taylor of Grays Lake is not able to be here this morning and asked me to attend. But I would not have missed this anyway. As a 20-year resident of Lake County, I expect to see the Cubs take the series before this. My name is Bruce Bassett. I've been a trustee of the Village of Grays Lake for 10 years. In that time, we have repeatedly passed resolutions unanimously and with increasing detail in support of extending Route 53 to Grays Lake to join with Route 120. Members of the Illinois Tollway Authority Board, thank you for your consideration. Thank you, Mr. Stallman and Mr. Randy, for the vision and courage, not to mention the tenacity, you have helped to bring into being and lead the Blue Ribbon Commission, whose report is before this body today. Thanks to the council to have included the road design by HDR Engineering, included as an appendix to this report, and embraced it as the, if I may say so, concrete fulfillment of the principles and commitments in this report. The development of this design, developed in parallel with the work of the commission, was funded by the Village of Grays Lake because of the benefit of a well-designed road to our village and the impact of a poorly designed one. We, along with the region, will benefit a great deal from the road this report describes. For the chance to contribute to this report, these are some of the best dollars the village has ever spent. As you are well aware, it describes an entirely different kind of road, environmentally focused, visionary, and sustainable, as you can read for yourselves. I'm proud to say that this is a Grays Lake tradition, as some of you in this room know very well. One might argue that this is not the most efficient road, that more could be done to move traffic from here to there, and no doubt at lower costs. Folks have argued that for more than 30 years. And to what end? No road. The traffic capacity of a wider, elevated, just plop it in there road is therefore zero. But the citizens of Lake County and the region can only benefit from roads that can actually be built. Past years have taught us anything. It is that 53 can only be extended by compromise. It's not my way or the highway, but it is this environmentally focused new model highway or no highway at all. This is not just compromise. It is a consensus, a historic consensus. And if this is not built, nothing ever will be. It will enhance the value of the entire system, of the roads this body has already built. Members of the board, if you build it, believe me, we will drive it, and we will be happy to pay for the opportunity to do so. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Dick Welton, and I represent Lake County on the PACE, the Suburban Bus Board, and I have since 1984. And I'm here not only to support the Blue Ribbon recommendations that Dave and George and the committee have put together, but I'm also here to pledge PACE's support to work with you on whatever way we can to make this a reality. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the Toll Authority for the cooperation they have shown PACE by recently removing the charging of fares to our buses on the tollway. And you have cooperated in other ways, and we appreciate it, and the citizens expect us to cooperate. I was also mayor of the village of Gurnee for 28 years, and we are at the interchange at 132 and I-94. On one corner is Great America, on another corner is Key Lime Cove, on another corner is Gurnee Mills, and on the fourth corner, there's a graveyard and no business for the tollway. But on the other three, we bring in tremendous traffic to the Toll Authority. But these businesses have uniquely benefited from the road. And as the new Route 53 and 120 is built, others will uniquely, above and beyond, benefit from the tolls that they will bring into the authority and should be figured into the financing plan of how to build the road. Thank you.
My name is Ike McAllis. I live in Libertyville, and I'm on the RTA Board of Directors. And I understand the tremendous job that you have before you to decide how to move this project forward. And I thank you for considering it. In my prior occupation, I was a county administrator in Lake County for over 23 years. I worked there during the time of the many studies that preceded this study, only to find that the studies would be completed, and I believe it was Dave or George that mentioned these studies were put on the shelf and they were never implemented. And time again we thought, well, this is the one that will get approved, and it just never moved forward. We also had a referendum by the public of Lake County. So we've talked about all the special interest groups that are for it. The public had a referendum prior to this final study being done that overwhelmingly supported extending 53. It won by over 70%. Of the public wanting that program to be built. I heard earlier that people from Cook County don't drive into Lake County. Well, I participated with IDOT and the tollway in the last study that was done, and believe me, the same amount was almost right to the percent that leave Lake County that go to work in Chicago or in Schaumburg. Also, we had the same population coming into our county to work at Abbott's, to work at Great Lakes, whether they came from Kenosha or whether they came from Cook County. So that corridor is a regional corridor for jobs in both directions. The last thing I want to say is that, as administrator and having participated in the process, what the Blue Ribbon Committee accomplished under David Stolman's director leadership and George Rainey is an absolute fantastic thing to have happened. It has never happened before, and it probably will never happen again. And so I think for all of us who have waited so long for this road to be built, we certainly would like to see the tollway move forward and actually implement the plan that has been recommended. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have the names of four people who are, I believe, are down on the second floor in our overflow room, who are, I think, the only four down there that are testifying about 53. If there are others who are down there, they should make themselves known when somebody goes down to get them. Steve Barg, Michael Sterk, David Castillo, and Lynn Carner. And if there's anybody else down there, they should come up, and then we'll, I think these are the last four on 53, five, including you. We'll have questions, and then we'll move to the other topic.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm former County Board Chairman of Lake County, Township Supervisor for 36 years. I've been in this building several times begging. things have always come, and we've always appreciated everything that you've done for Lake County. I've served with, Ike 20-some years, but I hired him as a computer operator. When I first started this business, and yet today, I don't know what those things do. But without them, I don't know what you would do. So, Stallman and George Rainey, I would have never guessed this in a million years because George was always against the tollway when I was there. Dave, you've done a terrific job. George, you've done a terrific job. Terry Lake is always against it. I've known Terry from years back. I have been on Medicare a long time. And I can hope that the tollway is built 53. Route 53 with Matthias, we had a committee for several years coming down here, did all kinds of surveys. They were always for it, but we could never get this group together to help support our committee. God bless all of you for doing this. It's been a tremendous endeavor for Dave and George. We hope that the Tollway Commission will support it. I've known the Petersons for years. He was a little boy when I first met him. So, you know, and he had hair. We hope that you'll consider this plan here. I don't know about the 45 miles an hour. I do that in low speed. I'm like, sure that, you know, but whatever you can do. Get the road built. We'll worry about that later. Thank you very much, Dollies.
Thank you. I think these are the other people who are coming in. You're welcome to come up here to the podium in any order you'd like. Introduce yourselves and try to, as you know from watching this downstairs, we're trying to hold people to 3 minutes. We appreciate your patience. As you can see, we were concerned about health and fire, trying to get too many people in this room, so we appreciate your being downstairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Mike Stark. I'm glad to be here this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to voice a few words about the project. I'm specifically here speaking about the 53-120 extension. I commend the proposal. First of all, I think it's a wonderful plan. It's a great plan. It's a long time coming. I commend the proposal for its livable and sustainable attributes. A lot of thought went into those elements which really made this project possible. I urge the board and the state legislature to move this forward in process and to get it in place. It's something that's needed for Chicagoland. It's time to make bold decisions based on sound planning, sound design that has progressed this project to this point. It's time to make the decision. I commend its parkway attributes. I think it's designated as Scenario B in the report. I think that's something that's going to make this project move forward and be possible. And I even encourage the name, you know, a branding name. Let's call this the Lake County Parkway or something. There's other great roads in this country that are iconic, that people identify with a certain place. And this has the possibility to do that. There's the Henry Hudson Parkway in New York State. There's the Pacific Coast Highway in California. There's Lakeshore Drive right here in Chicago. And there's even the Blue Ridge Parkway that goes through the Adirondacks. All beautiful places, all noteworthy. They lead to development. They lead to a better life for residents. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Dave Castillo, and I'm a civil engineer. And I'm also a resident of Mundelein for 24 years. I live about a half mile from the right-of-way. And I look forward for a day where there is improved access and mobility in Central Lake County. That mobility has been hampered by the CN Railroad acquisition of the EJ&E, so a lot of backups there still. I commend the tollway and their staff for putting together a Blue Ribbon Advisory Council. I also commend all the hard work that the council has done on this report for the 53-120, for the resolutions and the summary report. I support the modern boulevard concept of limited access and the 45 mile an hour speed limit. I do enjoy driving faster than 45 miles an hour, but I think the smaller footprint is a small price to pay for the economic, the environment. So I support that issue there. And then I agree with the council's recommendation to get the principles and the conclusions in the report to be adopted by the resolution of the Illinois State Legislature and be approved by the governor. That's very important to get everyone on the same page, and to me that's the first step to get them on the same page. And one last thing before I leave this earth, I'd like to see two things. One is the Cubs win the World Series, and the other to be able to drive in the North Extension, and I think one is closer than the other.
And we never use the expression, there's always next season.
Good morning, my name is Steve Varg. I'm the Executive Director for Conserve Lake County, formerly the Liberty Prairie Conservancy. We're one of the nonprofit conservation organizations in Lake County that worked closely with the Blue Ribbon Council on the environmental features of this road. We have historically strongly opposed this road. And we saw in the development of the Blue Ribbon Council a new opportunity to shape this road in a way that could be embraced by the environmental and conservation community. So I want to also commend Christy and Rocco for their leadership from the tollway side, and David Stolman and George Ranney, because they really addressed in a deep and serious way the environmental challenges, significant environmental challenges that have really stopped this roadway from moving forward in the past. Conserve Lake County supports this recommendation. That's a break, a historic break from the conservation groups. Because of its strong environmental standards and practices that do three things. They protect critical natural resources that haven't been protected in the past. They address water quality challenges in new and innovative ways. And they connect communities that would otherwise have been broken by this roadway through trail links, greenways, and pedestrian corridors. These things are all important to a broad constituency of Lake County residents, not just a few environmental groups. I think that's important to note. And our support for this road is really contingent on those environmental standards and commitments remaining intact through the next phases of budgeting and planning. So we look to the tollway for that continued leadership that started and been serious with the Blue Ribbon Committee in terms of environmental standards. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Lynn Carter. I'm standing before you today representing the Lake County Building Construction Trades Council. That's a group that's made up of the 24 or so construction unions that work in and build Lake County. The council, and I stand here today to say that we absolutely support this project going forward. We look forward to having our members work on it and build it. The sooner the better. This is certainly a time when construction is going at very competitive prices, and we'd like to see this road built as soon as possible. With over 30% unemployment and in many trades 40 and 50% unemployment in Illinois in the construction business, and that does not just include our members. That is the construction industry and the contractors in Illinois that really provide the good jobs that we rely on, and in many ways that our state relies on. So we stand in support of this process. I want to thank Chairman Stolman and Rady for the opportunity to be part of the Blue Ribbon process this past year. One of the things I want to say and make clear about the construction trades unions, we absolutely embrace the environmental, the new environmental standards that our country is really wrapping its arms around. And there's some added expense in this project that is absolutely worth the money. Lake County is a beautiful county. It's a great place to live and work. This road will provide a better transportation system for our county, the county that's sorely needed. It makes everybody more efficient. I can speak for the construction industry on that. Ours is a mobile workforce. Our contractors in the construction industry are mobile businesses. They need to get to work, and this road, once built, will help with that. The last thing I'd like to add is that we also, not only will if this road benefits Lake County, it will also benefit our state. Those of us in Lake County that look at businesses that are built there and that look at Lake County, as far as when they talk about running their business in Lake County, locating their business in Lake County, they look at Lake County and then they look north of the border. This road will help us help Lake County, which will help the state of Illinois. So with that, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to address you this morning.
Thank you. So I'm going to exercise the prerogative of the chair here. There are four people downstairs who said that they had originally signed in on another issue, said they want to testify on 53. I'm sure they see a relationship between what they originally came in to testify on and 53. But I would like them to wait until we get to the next topic, and they can obviously reference 53 if they want. So what we'll do, if it's okay, is take 10 minutes here to have questions from board members. As you all know, the board was not going to vote on this 53-120 report today. This is an opportunity for us to hear from you. We've all seen and had an opportunity to review the report, but there may be some questions that haven't been answered through testimony, although the testimony was extremely good. There will obviously be a lot of other opportunities to discuss this and to ask questions, although we get the term expeditious, we got that. And we would like to have other opportunities to be able to engage people who are on the council and others as we now, as the tollway, undertake the work to look at this in more detail in all the elements that have been presented to us and the options. As you know, this wasn't a single recommendation. There are some variables in here, and obviously the funding is going to be a very important thing for all the board members to understand and to feel comfortable with as we go forward. So we'll do that for 10 minutes, and assuming there is 10 minutes worth of questions and answers, and then we'll take a 10-minute break, and then we'll ask anyone who wishes to stay, but those who have testified and are not interested in the next topic or our scintillating board meeting, which is always fun, you're welcome to go. We'll bring the people up to the downstairs, and then we'll commence again at 11 o'clock. So 10 minutes for questions from board members. Yes, Mayor Wise.
Yeah, I have a couple questions that you want to
maybe begin George with. And David, you wouldn't mind, or co-chairs, you wouldn't mind going back up to the podium. Thank you.
I'd like to preface my questions, though, by commending the advisory council on a great job. Absolutely wonderful. You know, this discussion and dialogue on this goes back to the 60s, when Mr. Baltudis and I were both at the same high school long ago. And those involved, perhaps, in those discussions have grown old, turned gray. Some of them have even gone on to that quiet quadrant of the intersection referenced a little bit earlier. So, it's certainly gratifying to see that this effort has produced something the others didn't, and I think we could call that consensus. That is admirable, that is wonderful, and I think us as a board, we as a board being able to take this on now with your hand on and working together with you going forward, that we really have something we can get our teeth into if we didn't work with. I do have just a couple questions. So one of them deals with the 45-mile-an-hour speed limit. Obviously, there's some sacrifice of speed and efficiency, or whatever you might want to call it, that was determined, that compromise was one that apparently your group decided it was important. What I'd be interested to know is more specifically, what were the drivers of that decision? What main concerns or desires did you have when you determined that that 45 mile an hour speed limit would be optimal in this particular situation.
Thank you. That's an excellent question. First of all, if everyone can just put their minds looking at the intersection of Lakebrook Road and 53, when I first heard the figure, I thought they were talking in terms of a forecast for 2040, year 2040. And ladies and gentlemen, the figure is 103,000 vehicles per day come through that intersection. That's going from Cook County to Lake County, Lake County to Cook County. 103,000. This roadway was never intended to take care of the entire problem of congestion in Lake County. One of the things that we looked at was scientific data. And scientific data actually put some things very crystal clear in our minds. 45 and 60 is about the same thing. The difference is space, or car spacing, if you will. So the reality, you can move that much traffic at 45, the same amount of traffic as you can at 60. It's a smaller footprint. It's obviously much better for the environment. There's less noise, less water pollution, less air pollution. And the reality, ladies and gentlemen, is actually it works. It's something that's compatible with the environmental provisions of trying to enhance our environment. It keeps within the framework of not being obtrusive. When we're talking about burying the part of the roadway, it is to blend in with the community, to berm certain areas, is to blend in, not to be offensive. And that's what makes it work.
This is not so much a question, but a comment. You know, as a mayor, if I propose a new initiative to my city council, the first question they have is, how are you going to pay for this? And I would just simply say that the manner of financing this project is a primary concern in terms of deriving the answer to that question. It's hard in many ways. My council, again, wouldn't go along with approving a project unless they had a comfort level with how it was going to be financed. So I think, you know, there needs to be some concerted effort there. You're talking about expedient. I think that's one thing we need to address fairly early on and fairly quickly to get some resolution there, because that clearly has implications for the entire project.
Great.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just let me say again, as David has taken the lead on trying to sort out what are local implications, particularly in the area of finance. There's some very interesting material in the report that I commend to you. And there are really some breakthrough ideas that, in terms of how local participation should move forward, that we're going to need some work. And our thought was that it was best to get the report as you see it now together in front of you, with the recognition that some of the additional ideas, particularly involving local governments, needed some work. Well, let me just say, David has given a terrific, I think, answer to the 45 mile per hour issue. But let me add a couple of data points. One of them is, one of the things we did was, it seemed sort of counterintuitive to think that you could get as many vehicles through at 45 as you can at 60 or 70 on a given road. That is part of the basic manual, for example, for traffic engineers that we brought forward, and we looked at it. So there is no doubt about that. There is also no doubt that the issue of noise, which is huge in terms not of the environment so much as community contact, can be addressed by a significant amount, maybe as much as 50%. By changing that speed limit. So that's huge. And then finally, and Maria Rodriguez talked about this, on the issue of water, the impact of the additional fast speed on water on the road being thrown off into adjoining areas where it can't be cleaned up and polished the way this report recommends is extremely dramatic. So I would ask you, as you get into this with your own constituents, take a look at the details that are in this report in the background, because it's there.
Okay, thanks. We probably have time for one or two more questions if the answers are quick and the questions are quick. Yes.
I have to go back to the 45 mile an hour question, and my question, I think, focuses on a little different aspect of that, and that has to do with, I understand the engineering model and moving traffic through the area. I understand the sound implications and the impact to the immediate adjacent areas and the benefits of the 45. My question is this. If you build a tollway, a tolled road, are there other similar roads that we can point to in the region, in the nation, that are built, that are going to, that are currently free, that are going to be charged to have somebody go 45 miles an hour? Because it seems counterintuitive to me. Though you're building a road, and beyond where the extension is, obviously there's a market there. I think that one of the commenters discussed the idea that it will force the traffic into another area, and I think that's a real concern. And I'm wondering if there's some empirical evidence or something you can point to support the fact that that won't be the case.
Well, there is evidence. I'm not sure there is exactly an example. We're pushing innovation here. So I would urge you to get into the details on the issue. But as I said, we were very well satisfied that this makes sense, and it was a critical element of the consensus. I mean, as I said in my remarks, if they're shifting in these key design elements, it's going to really affect the support in the local area.
I'm not quite sure. Just 2 seconds. So there is no existing road. So what you build, if it's a continuous flow of traffic, moves from point A to point B. Your goods, your services, your people. Most importantly, we want to open up as an economic corridor that part of Lake County so it connects to McHenry, so that it connects obviously to 94. The purpose of doing all this is to construct something in a fashion, believe it or not, we walk the areas. We know that there are hot spots that we have to avoid for environmental concerns. We took all that in consideration. The 45, and George talked about 2 seconds, but let's explore this a little more. There's spray that emanates from traffic.
I'm going to stop you on this, just because I think we do have to get into the report and to read those kinds of details. Okay. I know the Director Peterson wanted to make a comment.
I just have a statement again. I want to thank you again for your tremendous effort. I mean, the integrity that Dory and Dave, you both bring to this process, and I was able to observe as an observer and sat in several of the meetings throughout the integrity again, and the transparency that you brought, and the input, Representative Sid Mathias' involvement, Senator Jerry Link, Mayor Brayman, Mayor Rodriguez, and all others involved. It was a tremendous process, a tremendous effort, and I think somebody else mentioned this could be a model going forward, this committee that you put together. So congratulations on a wonderful job. Well done. Way to bring consensus together to the board, and it's up to us now to move forward and try to figure out a way to expedite this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from any other board member? Okay, our system is not flawless. I apologize. Lauren Engel and Felipe Wellen both had signed in on 53. We'll have them speak first after the break. I want to add my congratulations and thanks to everybody on the council and everyone who's come today. As you have aptly pointed out, we have a lot of work ahead of us, but I would remind the board members this is a project that we set in motion when we voted for the new program. We're committed to make sure that we give it all the attention it deserves, and that we will, as I said earlier in my remarks, continue to engage in everybody who has invested his or her time in this, so that we have the benefit of what you've gone through over the last 9 months to help us get up to speed and start to make some of these very difficult decisions based on the calculus and the information and the analytics that our staff and the consultants have presented to us. Anything else on this? We will take a 10-minute break, and then we'll begin with these two, and then we have a series of other people who want to speak on something else. Thank you all.